Ridge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The helicopter carrying the president of Iran and some other Iranian government officials has had a hard landing accident in a part of Iran. That, according to Iran's government-controlled media, it says rescue crews were sent. Criticizing President Biden at the Knesset, Israel's parliament in Jerusalem, for temporarily holding back some bombs that were headed to the Israeli military. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, New York Republican, also attacking anti-Semitism on college campuses, blaming
decades of moral decay, intellectual laziness, and dangerous radical groupthink at these so-called elite institutions across society.
An Israeli airstrike killed 27 people in central Gaza today, mostly women and children, says a local hospital. Aboard this morning's tourist flight into space in a Blue Origin rocket is a noted 90-year-old former Air Force test pilot, Ed Dwight. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. It's getting easier to charge electric vehicles in the Chicago area. Mark Richardson reports.
In the Chicago Area Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus's EV Readiness Program is working with area towns and villages to meet the demands for electric vehicles. State leaders expect there will be 1 million or more EVs on Illinois roads by 2030. Edith Makra with the caucus says local governments receive free technical assistance and training in a variety of critical areas.
So it doesn't come out of left field like, hey, here's a great idea, let's do this. We've thought about this and we have our municipalities aligned and on board.
Makra says EV Ready offers examples of forward-looking policies that make changes in codes to accommodate electric vehicles. The program began in 2022, and the first 12 municipalities completed it in late 2023.
The program provides resources and guidance and encouragement to municipalities to use their own unique strengths and authorities to advance EV adoption and an environment that's supportive for charging infrastructure.
The program, funded by the power utility ComEd, offers guidance on updating zoning and building codes, training first responders in dealing with EV fires, and accessing federal and state incentives. Local towns are required to post a website detailing resources for EV owners and aspiring owners.
Communicate to your residents about the incentives that are available through the state or the utility. Communicate to them about where and how to buy an EV, how to locate the EV charger, and then communicate about the participation in EV readiness.
I'm Mark Richardson. Find our 8 trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers even the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Astros 4-2 at Minute Maid Park in Houston. Score tied 1-1, top of the fifth. The Brewers with runners at second and third, a full count at 3-2, and one of the best hitters in baseball, Milwaukee's William Contreras, at the plate.
Verlander to Contreras. Fly ball deep left center. It is way back, and it is way gone! The at-bat of the season for William Contreras. And he hits a three-run bomb. Wow, what a shot.
Jeff Levering, Bally Sports Wisconsin, with the call. After the game, Brewers manager Pat Murphy on how Contreras controlled his time at the plate.
Yeah, it's one of the best ones I've seen in my career, and my career is a hell of a lot longer than his. I just made a statement of who the guy is and kind of represents our team.
That series wrapping up today. Next, they head to Miami to take on the Marlins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds for your Sunday, highs in the mid-70s and light southwest winds. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms developing, lows dropping to the lower 50s. Showers and storms continue Monday. Highs will top out near the 70-degree mark. Right now, it's 64.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll visit with State Senate Democratic Leader Dianne Hesselbein about the push to take back the majority thanks to new, fairer maps.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The music of the stars. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Vergani, and the music of the star. Have you imagined or counted the years since you sat there in that cool, darkened theater to watch A Summer Place? 65 years ago, Sandra Dee and Troy Donahue, Richard Egan, Martha McGuire, Arthur Kennedy. And Max Steiner's music. The novel was written by Sloan Wilson, published in 1958. Sloan Wilson, quite a guy, a veteran in the Coast Guard. He earned a lot of medals. He wrote The Man in the Gray Flannel Suit for Gregory Peck. Then came Summer Place. Got $400,000 for the picture. And they brought him out to Hollywood to write the treatment. That was on New Year's. 10 days later, he wrote about 74 pages. That's about half the picture. 10 days later, he had done it, completed. Max Steiner. Max didn't want to do the picture. His agent said, Max, you're broke. You need the money. It was shot over a 43-day schedule. July 59, the preview. But you want to hear the music? Well, Max Steiner's Percy Faith's theme. That's not the theme, that's a theme. Figure it out. No Oscar nominations. Percy Faith did not write a theme from A Summer Place. If ever there was a song that was more often attributed to the wrong guy, it's that. Well, he recorded it, sure, for Columbia, and he sold 3 million copies. And Max Steiner finally went back to solvency. He was dead broke. He had a lot of ex-wives, all of whom had to be paid alimony and back taxes. And, Max liked expensive liquor and cigars. Well, they were always in arrears, I guess. Max Steiner's business manager said, you better cut all your expenses and get that picture written for your own good. Here's a trailer from A Summer Place. I happened to see the picture twice, but then I guess that's not as many as many. That picture said something to people. It rang bells in people's minds and feelings. We had Sandra Dee, Richard Egan. Richard Egan was quite a musician himself, a classical violinist. Sure, it's soapy, but it's great.
And now Warner Brothers invites you to A Summer Place. You'll be coming to this inn on a tiny private island off the coast of Maine. You have every reason to believe that you've come to a quiet and fashionable summer resort, and that your fellow guests reflect the discrimination of your host. And so, a word of caution. When you come, be prepared to be shocked, to see and hear things you've never experienced before in a motion picture theater. Because this is the inn, and these are the people of one of the most explosive bestsellers of our time. And this is the way it explodes.
I'm not asking you for the truth because I know you'd lie. So I'm having him examine you completely and make his own report.
No!
You have disgraced me enough! Now do as I say!
Father, I haven't done anything wrong. I've been a good girl. I haven't done anything wrong!
Hotel.
Don't make it sound like a house of ill repute, Mother. All we did was talk. Or do you want to call another doctor to prove it?
Merry Christmas, Mama.
Must you persist in making sex itself a filthy word?
Did Bart know we were lovers before he married you?
He only knew that there was something wrong. He knew that on our wedding night.
Did your wife know about us?
Do you and your husband often swim in the Raw, Mrs. Jorgensen?
Good heavens, no.
Oh, she hasn't lived, has she, Ken? Why, there's absolutely nothing like galloping bare-bottomed into the sea.
At Buffalo High School, but I loved going there. We used to go up on the roof.
On the roof?
Mm-hmm. It was one of those flat kinds that had a stairway leading up to it. Gee, it got hot up there.
In the daytime, you mean?
Mm-hmm. During my lunch hours.
Lunch hours? Did you keep doing it?
Till I learned.
So you went looking for her. And you met Johnny here, and he threatened to kill you.
I wouldn't have blamed you if you had.
It would make it easier for you to sneak off and sleep with his harlot of a mother.
Theme, let me tell you a little secret, that was not written for A Summer Place. That was written as a theme for A Farewell to Arms a year earlier, but he didn't use that. So he just went to the file cabinet when he got A Summer Place contract, pulled out the same music. I don't know if they ever caught on. Good old Max Steiner. Music of the Stars.
Peace.
Discant did the lyrics. Nobody ever gives that poor guy any credit. Here's Martha Ray. The Loyal Opposition, Spike Jones.
I dream of Brownie with a light blue jeans. She is as sweet as licorice jelly beans. I dream of Brownie and with passion I burn. The smiles I've seen, there's none like her. When my nights are lonely and go from bad to worse, Brownie sings to me and I thrill to her verse. She makes me happy and she makes me
better than Jeannie. I love Brownie better than Jeannie without the hair.
I will not forget the night I called.
I looked for Jeannie's light brown hair and found that she was bald.
Great singing voice. I wish you could have heard more from her doing that. But here's Martha Ray with Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
Won't you boys have something to eat?
Yes, ma'am. I would.
Yeah, please, please. What do you mean, yes, ma'am? We've only got a quarter. You know that. Do you understand? What's wrong with you? What's happened to you?
A quarter. We can get something to eat.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll order a turkey sandwich and a cup of coffee, see? And I'll give you half. But if she asks you if you want anything, you just say, no, I don't care for anything.
And if she asks me if I want something, I say, I don't
you
care
say,
for nothing.
That's right.
You mean we're going to put something over?
No, we're not putting anything over.
I'm going to try that slicker.
Well, we got us a quarter.
Hey, she'll think for a couple of big shots.
That's a boy.
Come on. I don't care for nothing.
That's right. Give me a turkey sandwich and a cup of coffee, please.
What do you have?
I don't care for nothing. Oh, go ahead, have something. Give me a turkey sandwich.
Can I just get through telling you?
I refused once, didn't I? That's enough.
I know, but we only got a quarter.
I mean, but the waitress says to me, go ahead, have something. I said, I don't care for nothing. Then you
never,
said, go
never
ahead.
Never mind that. You can't order.
Never mind what I say.
No matter how much you coax me?
No matter how much I coax you, you just say I don't want anything.
I'll say I'll fill up, that's all.
That's all. We've only got a quarter.
I ain't, but I say I will.
Well, say that.
Okay.
Then I'll give you half of my turkey sandwich.
Okay, I don't care for nothing.
That turkey sandwich and a cup of coffee, please.
And what do you have?
I don't care for nothing.
Oh, go ahead, have something.
Go on, have something.
Come on, you're in here to eat, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, order something.
Give me some ham and eggs.
Well, I just got through telling you. What do you keep coaxing me for?
Just a minute. We've only got a quarter.
I know, but don't keep saying, go ahead, take something. I say, I don't
care
what you say, go ahead, take something.
Never mind what I say. Just don't order anything.
How are you going to pay for it?
I'm filled up. I don't know if
that's different.
That's no matter how much I coax you, you don't want
it. I'm deaf. I don't say
a word.
Keep quiet. You want a sandwich. You can't pay for two turkey sandwiches. Now, come on.
I don't care for nothing.
You don't want anything. That turkey sandwich and a cup of coffee, please.
Here.
Thanks.
And what do you have?
I don't care for nothing.
Oh, sure you do.
Now, stop bashing me. I don't care for nothing. That's all. I'm not in the mood to eat.
You just told me that you were hungry.
I know. I told you a lot of things, but I ain't going to eat. That's all.
Well, are you hungry?
I beg your pardon, miss, but I'm not hungry.
You are hungry. Now, look, you're in a restaurant. What do people go to a restaurant for?
Not me. I'm just
what
in here.
What do people go to a restaurant for?
Sometimes I wonder.
They go there to eat.
Yeah, eat.
That's what you're here
that's
for.
That's a wonderful word, eat.
Well, all right, order something.
I'm not hungry.
Now, listen. You want people to think I'm a cheapskate around here? Well, go on, order something. Order something small.
Give me a small steak.
What'd I just get through telling you, huh?
What do you keep coaxing me for?
Never mind that coaxing. No matter how much I coax you, you don't want anything. Now, sit down there and behave yourself. But the turkey sandwich and a cup of coffee, please.
Turkey sandwich and a cup of coffee?
Yes.
Yes,
sir. He don't care for anything.
Yes.
Thanks a lot.
Quiet.
Where are you going?
I'm going to get out of here.
What for?
I mean, you wanted to get nothing to eat.
I told you I'd give you half. You can have the sandwich. Don't worry about it.
Oh, hiya, fellas. Where you have?
Oh, here we go again.
Do I have to write it down for you?
Oh, smart guy. Hey, you're kind of cute.
No, never mind that. Where's my turkey sandwich and cup of coffee?
Turkey sandwich, cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's for you.
The concert was over in Carnegie Hall, and the maestro took bow after bow. He said, my dear friend, I have given my all, and I'm sorry it's all over now. When from the gallery away up high, I rose from my seat with this mournful cry. And if you cannot play it, won't you sing it? And if you can't sing it, you'll simply have to swing it. I said swing it, I mean swing it, but the dog sing it. Oh, la ta ti. La-ti-ta, Mr. Paganini, we breathless the away. Your masterful baton, I go on and I play it. If you can't sing it, you'll simply have to. Do da 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 do da 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 da. Your repertoire, boots, and at that final bar, boots, boots, greeted you with wide applause. What a great ovation with your interpretation of a encore. Oh, la ta-ti.
Martha Ray. And Bud and Lou. Here's Paul Whiteman, Fred and Ginger. The story of Vernon and Irene Kessel.
I've gotten everything.
No, come on, dance with me.
Whiteman in the orchestra with Too Much Mustard. Oh, that's the title.
I know a ditty, nutty as a fruitcake, goofy as a goon, and silly as a loon. Some call it pretty, others call it crazy, but they all sing this tune. Mezzy dotes and dozy dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? Yes, mezzy dotes and dozy dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you?
Hey, wait a minute, Larry. What's all this doozy doozy and oatsies, oatsies, deeds and the lambsies?
You sound very silly.
Well, if you don't understand it, listen, I'll explain it. If the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing mares eat oats.
Mares eat oats?
And does eat oats.
And does eat oats?
And little lambs eat ivy.
Oh!
Mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. A kiddly ivy too, wouldn't you? Yes, mazzy goats and dozy goats and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? If the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing mazzy goats and dozy goats and little lambsy divey. Oh, mazzy goats and dozy goats and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? A kiddly divey too, wouldn't you?
Music of the Stars. Today it's baseball. Right here on WRJN and the Civic Media Network. It's May 19th. The Milwaukee Brewers are against the Houston Astros, 5:35 p.m. This is the Music of the Stars.
Suppose you walked into a baseball park. What teams are playing?
I don't know.
Then what are you doing in the baseball park?
I'm not in any baseball park.
You see, you don't know what you're talking about.
Come on, get me out of that baseball park. I don't want to go to a baseball park.
Told me I've got to teach you these things. What is the first thing you buy in a baseball park?
Hot dogs.
A hot dog.
Without mustard. Without mustard.
Mustard goes with a hot dog.
Not with mine.
Mustard was made for the hot dog.
I don't care what the stuff is made for. I'm not going to eat it.
But, Lou, mustard and the hot dog go together.
Let them go together. I'm not going to spoil any romance.
Who's talking about romance?
That off. I don't like mustard. I don't have to eat it for you or nobody else. I won't even eat it for Mike the Cop.
Oh, well, I didn't know you disliked it. I didn't know. I only asked you the question.
Who do you think you are to tell me to put mustard on a hot dog?
I'm not telling you to do anything, Lou.
If I want to put ketchup on a hot dog, there's no law saying I can't put ketchup on a hot dog.
No, you're right there. I'm not asking.
I don't have to put mustard on a hot dog for you or nobody else.
Put it on. Forget about it.
This is a free country. And if I don't eat mustard, I don't have to eat.
Don't holler. You don't.
You or nobody. I'm not going to eat it.
Don't eat it. Keep quiet. So you don't like mustard. Why don't you tell me that in the first place?
Well, I don't like it because it makes me sick.
All right, so you don't want to
get... I don't want to walk around the street sick.
I don't want to see you sick.
I mean, after all, I'm a happy kid.
I know.
I love life.
I know you do.
I got a lot of friends of mine. I got little nieces. I got three little nieces, and I help to support those three little nieces.
Well, forget about it.
If I walk around the street sick and I can't go out and get any work and get any money to give my sister for the three kids, what's going to happen?
Well, let's not make it permanent.
My three little nieces, they're going to starve to death. They ain't going to eat. Somebody's going to take those three kids and put them in the orphanage.
You're making this too serious.
What right you got to put my three nieces in the orphanage? What did my nieces ever do to you? Well, come on, Abbott, get them out of the orphanage
now. Wait a minute. Now enough is enough.
After all, I'm able to support them. Did you got no right to put them in the orphanage?
Do you know where mustard comes from?
I don't know. Mustard plaster. I don't know.
Not a mustard plaster. They manufacture mustard.
Well, no, plaster.
Do you know they spend millions of dollars every year just to put up factories to manufacture mustard? Do you know those factories employ thousands and thousands of men just to manufacture mustard? Do you know those men take care of thousands and thousands of families all on account of mustard? And you, just because you don't like mustard, what do you want them to do? Close those factories down and put all those people out of work?
Are you trying to tell me that all those people are making one little jar of mustard like this just for me?
No, you don't see no
idea. Are you trying to tell me that those thousands of people are making one jar of mustard just for me?
I didn't say that.
Well, if they are happy, you can tell them not to make it anymore, because I'm not going to eat it.
You who have dreams, if you act, they will come true. To turn your dreams to a fact, it's up to you. If you have the soul and the spirit, never fear it, you'll see it through. Thought can inspire other hearts with a fire for the strong obey. The men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right they adore. Start people men who are stout-hearted men and soon give you 10,000 more.
And Marlene.
Too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Once I kissed a millionaire, ran my fingers through his hair. The whole thing turned out pretty grim, 'cause none of his hair belonged to him. Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Anymore. I entertain an actor I know. The moon was high and the lights were low. He said I'd like to play the scene, but it's time to drink my Ovaltine. Too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Make him show his birth certificate. Too old.
In Tampa, Tacoma, our old St. Joe, guided by close by the radio. Up in Maine or on the Western Plain, it makes no difference where you go. Cinderella and a fella have the boiler lights down low. Listening to the radio.
Sound like Bing to her.
But suppose she likes Rudy Valley.
If so, Cruder from old Altoona can tell her better than you. Why should you care as long as love is on the air
Callan.
You marched away and left this town as empty as can be. I can't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. For there is no secret lover that the draft for didn't discover. Chickens are poor and the crop is lean. What good is in the army? What's left will never harm me. I'm either their first breath of spring, or else I'm their last little fling. I must confess to one romance I'm sure you will allow. Too young or too old. never, never fail ya when you are in Australia or out in the Aleutians or off among the Russians and flying over Egypt. Your heart will never be gypped. And when you get to India, I'll still be what I've been, dear. I've looked the field over, and lo and behold, there either two young or two old.
Kitty Callan.
Takes his time, I go for any time. I'm a fast moving gal, I like some slow. Got no use for fancy driving. Wanna see a guy arriving in low. I'll be satisfied, electrified to know a guy what takes his time. The air wouldn't give any Russian guy a smile. I could go for any singer who would condescend to linger a while. While a lullaby would be supplied to have a guy what takes his time. What takes his time, I'll go for any time. A hasty job really spoils a master's touch. I don't like a big commotion. I'm a demon for slow motion and such. Why should I deny that I would die to know a guy what takes his time? Any fun in getting something done if you're rushed when you have to make the grade. I can spot an amateur, appreciate a connoisseur at his trade. Who would qualify, no alibi, to be a guy what takes his time?
The finer things in life. Happily, some are affordable, like Grey Poupon Dijon mustard. Grey Poupon is so fine, it's even made with white wine. Its original French Dijon recipe adds distinctive flavor to beef, pork, and poultry, salad dressing and sauces, and of course, sandwiches. So enjoy one of life's finer pleasures.
Pardon me, would you have any Grey Poupon?
But of course.
Grey Poupon, it even has wine.
Station throughout the nation, we'll have a song coming through. So if your set works, the major networks will do your work for you. You should never sing for her if the song is not of your alley.
You might sound like Bing to her,
but suppose she likes Rudy Valley.
If so, crooner from old Altoona,
tell her better than you. Why should you care as long as love is on the air tonight?
Pacific Media Radio Network.
Come and listen into a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring, get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Heaven's glory to share.
Listen into the Gorland chorus. Listen to the glad hosannas roll. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Get a little taste of joys awaiting. Get a little heaven in your soul. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Stand by now for CBS News. Toronto, high noon, Central Time, the music of the stars.
Listen to the songs of the fathers and the mothers and the many friends gone on before. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Some eternal morning we shall meet them over on the Hallelujah shore. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming.